In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
On this episode of The Commercial Break...
And I would say that Instagram has lost the no-nipple battle because there's just so many ways to show your nipple on Instagram. And
nipples are nice.
And I think that every one of those ways is being served up to me on a daily basis. They put it up on YouTube, and they get 285 million views. I bet that made them a million bucks.
How far away are we from that?
285 million views. I think last time I checked, we have like 300,000 views. Ah, there goes Brian and Only again, having some fun, those two whippersnappers. Look at how they be careful on the balcony. Don't do it on the second floor. The tile's wet.
It's got tennis balls.
I know.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Director of Janitorial Services, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed, Chrissy.
That's
in 30
right.
seconds or less, go to the TCB podcast website to collect your earnings. I want to let you know that the world has not turned into a total shithole. There is
That's
hope.
That's good news.
I feel good. Because last night, I'll tell you about a little, you know, I like to go to my Publix and do my daily shopping.
Yes.
It's mainly get away from
the
kids.
We're just going to get away from the kids.
Yeah, to get away from the kids. Yeah. I'll take any excuse to go to that store. I'm like, oh, we're on a roach bait. I got to go to the store right now, this second. Who knows?
We've only got five more rolls of paper towels.
Hey, honey, we're out of jack screws. What are jack screws? Not sure, but we're out of them. And you never know when we're going to need a jack screw. I'll be back. Got to go to Publix.
Got to be prepared.
So I go to Publix for whatever reason. I don't know what I'm about. I don't know, strawberries or something. And I decide I'm going to get my cereal on there because my cereal is a hot commodity. This particular type of cereal, I guess I'm not the only one eating it with cream because everybody
really
loves this cereal.
What cereal?
Shit, I wish I remembered now. It's like it's called like Homeland granola, like pure oat and honey or something like that.
Okay.
It's all the rage,
oats
I think.
Oats and honey.
Yeah, oats and honey.
It's always a good combo.
So...
And cream.
And cream.
Full fat
coffee
cream.
Coffee creamer. That's right. Coffee made. French vanilla. So I'm like, well, let me stop by the aisle, the cereal aisle, my favorite aisle, and let me just, you know, walk up and down and see if they have any of this Homeland oats and honey pure. Chrissy, they don't often have it. It's on back order. And so I thought to myself, if I'm here, I might as well check and see if it's there.
You got to.
As I turn the corner from the front of the store... There is a man that's turning the corner from the back of the store, and the cereal's kind of in the middle of the aisle.
Right.
One of these long Publix aisles, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And this man is automatically my mortal enemy, because in my head, he's going for my cereal.
For the cereal.
Well, I don't know that we're competing for the cereal, but for just some reason, it's as if the universe told me in that moment, he's going for your cereal. And so I step up the pace in my flip-flops, and he steps up the pace in his flip-flops, and we're all flippity-flopping and down to the middle of the aisle. And wouldn't you know it, the motherfucker grabs my cereal, and he grabs the last two boxes.
Oh, two?
There's two boxes, and he grabs two of them in the last two boxes.
Well, he also knows that they're on back order. He's like, yes.
I feel like we're soulmates in a different universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, time and space ceased to exist in that moment, and we were both Brian Green going to get our cereals just in two different versions. You know, he's married to, you know, a cashier at Kmart, and I'm married to Astrid, and just like, we just turned the corner. He has no kids and parties all weekend.
Right.
I have nothing but children and can't sleep for the life of me.
He's like your alter.
Yes. He's my alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down that aisle, and oh, and I must tell you the most serendipitous part of this, like the part that I could not forget.
I love that word, by the way.
I do not give a shit who you vote for. We don't talk about politics on this show.
Right.
But he had a MAGA hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which just indicated everything I needed to know about alter ego Brian. Right? Shit has really gone south in alter ego Brian land. That's all
right.
I got to know, right?
Yes.
And he had a MAGA hat on.
Okay.
And I hated this motherfucker. I really wanted to clobber him. Like, why did you take my Homeland oats and honey, pure oats and honey cereal? It's the only thing that I want. I'm a eater of epic, I'm like a habitual eater of epic proportions. Once I get something in my mind, I can't let it go. I want to eat it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And I so do it too.
He got there for, I know, I eat it for like, I'll eat it for 20 weeks in a row. It'll make me sick and then I'll stop eating
say,
it for
I
3 years.
I made myself sick on honey one time.
You just kept eating the honey yes. and eating the honey and eating yes. the honey? Yes.
Spoonfuls.
That's what I do. Uh-huh. I get one thing stuck in my head and I eat it forever until I make myself fucking sick with it. And then I just go on.
Yes.
And apparently this is like a mental disorder that a lot of people have. So I should. So he got there first. There's nothing I could do. It wasn't like, it
his
wasn't even a fair game.
His flip-flops were faster.
His flip-flops were faster. His fat feet worked faster than my fat feet. And he got there just a little bit sooner than I did. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of stood there like this. I was like, oh, you know, I really wanted to start a whole, but what am I going to say? Fair and square, he won the two boxes of cereal.
He did. It was a relay race.
The cereal race. It's a race. And I lost the race.
Yes.
So he starts walking away and I'm just standing there like kind of, I don't know, maybe like a foot over to the right from where the cereal was. And I'm just staring at the empty space.
The
wondering.
Sad look sad, on your face.
Because the six additional boxes of this cereal that I have in my cupboard's not going to work. It's a true story. We have so much of that cereal. Whatever. That's besides the point. He didn't know that.
Okay.
The guy turns around and looks at me. He takes two more steps and then he turns all the way around and he goes, "You looking for this cereal, brother?" And I was like, actually, I was looking for that cereal. And we had a chuckle at each other. Two Bryans in disparate universes chuckling at each other's, you know, serendipitous meet in the middle of this public cereal. And he says, "I don't need both of them. You all have one." Aww. That's what he said. "Y'all have one." Like as if there was more than one of me. Yeah. He said, "Y'all have one." I said, no, don't worry about
flip-flops.
It. Yeah. He's talking about the many Bryans standing behind me. Right. In the universe chamber we're in. And he walked over and I was like, no, that's okay. I probably don't need it. He goes, "I don't need it either, but you know, it's good cereal." I said, "It is good cereal."
I gotta try this cereal.
He
now.
Goes, "I don't know, something about this cereal." I go, "Something about this cereal, isn't it?" He goes, "Seriously, have one, brother." And I was like, "All right, I guess I'll take one. That'll give this." That means I only have seven boxes left at my
You're
house.
Stocked.
And he gave it to me.
That's really nice.
I felt like we probably should have kissed or something,
right.
But
I thought that
would it would have been weird. So there is hope. There is hope.
There is absolutely
hope. The guy at the Publix gave me one of his boxes of cereal.
Little things like that.
It is the little things that matter. Mm-hmm. And here I thought he was just going to be a douchebag and take the cereal and walk away. He turned around. He looked at me and he said, "That is a brother in need of some more cream and cereal."
He looks
His
desperate.
Fat belly is not big enough. Let's get Brian more fat before the third child comes.
Yes.
I went down the rabbit hole last night, as I often do on YouTube.
Rabbit holes.
But there's a
They're everywhere.
I know, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
That's why I don't even get on social media, because it's a freaking rabbit hole. I won't stop 3 hours later.
You know, the other day
I'm
said
like,
something.
What?
I said something to you, and you retorted with something really smart-assy, and I wanted you to know that this was not true. I said, my Instagram has turned into softcore porn.
Yeah.
And you said, that's because you're clicking on all the softcore porn.
It's an algorithm.
It is. Well, I'm not clicking on it, but I guess I just stare a little bit too long.
Well, they know.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
How do you turn away from it? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of videos now that are really like very raucous.
Yeah.
It's like girls in tiny bikinis spreading their legs as wide as they can go.
Yeah.
Like showing the vagina, except for the open part of the vagina. Right.
Right? I noticed that a while back on my Instagram. For some reason, I was getting a bunch of stuff that was yoga stuff. And I'm like,
oh my God, some of that
the
stuff
yoga. Okay. It's like, yes, that's a yoga move, but. Yeah.
Yes, that's a yoga move, but your Lululemons are right up your clitoris. Yeah. Like, I can see both buttons and the hole, right? You know,
it's quote unquote yoga. But
yeah, but they get hundreds of thousands of views.
Well,
I don't know how you monetize that shit. I don't know, like, are you making money? Is it just for followers? I'm not even really sure.
Yeah, because then you can be an influencer.
I get an influencer with your
and you get
yoga
paid
vagina
for that.
Pants?
Yeah, depending on how many followers you have.
I mean, listen, God bless the female form, or the male form for that matter. God bless the female form. It's
the human form.
Yeah. All right. Well, in this case, I don't really see a lot of dicks out there, but I guess I'm not clicking on the dicks.
Well, that's why you're not being shown them.
But of all the things you'd want to be an influencer about, is it really how far up your chucha you can get your Lululemons?
Well, no, it's just that you get the followers that way.
You know,
then people pay you based on how many followers you have, that you get free stuff. It's a whole thing.
Do you know what I hate? I hate, and there's a girl on my Instagram.
It's called a thirst trap.
It is a thirst trap. And I'm just.
And you're
it's
thirsty.
A thirst trap, and I got sandpaper for a mouth. I just
like
can't drink it up.
Oh.
What I hate, and there's a girl on my Instagram who is absolutely beautiful. I met her one time. She's like a semi it's like a D-list celebrity.
Okay.
She can't be more than 26 years old, right? I mean, she's a very young girl. She's tall. I'm not going to give out her name, but she's slowly but surely going down this particular path of the more of my crotch that I show, the more views I get, and the better it is for
it's
me.
It's all a numbers game.
And now she's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
Of course.
But what I really dislike, and I don't understand, I mean, I understand, but it just makes me so fucking incensed when I see it, is a beautiful woman, and let's assume this is also going on with beautiful men. I just don't see them on my Instagram.
Right, okay.
The beautiful woman will put some stage of undress on Instagram. Fine, right? It's nudity. It's not going to kill anybody. I'm not opposed to that. But then they put some, like, life quote
knees.
On there.
Yeah. She just showed the
knees or tits of the legs. You got to be careful. It's a slippery slope. They put some life inspirational quote next to the Lululemon vagina.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams today so you don't fall asleep tomorrow. Here's my asshole. I got my rear end bleached. It's like, come on, man.
Yes. It's you gotta have the inspirational quote.
Disingenuous. Why don't you just put, here's my asshole? Like how do you like my asshole? Yes? No. I'd put it. I mean, that's what I do. I don't know. But that shit drives me fucking crazy. I can deal with this. I can deal with the female form. I am in no way, shape, or form a prude. I love everything about the female.
I would say that
form.
You are not approved.
Thank you very
after
much.
Everything we talk about on the show.
But what just angers me, not angers me, but it like really, it baffles me and it upsets me a little bit, is when these beautiful women who are half naked on Instagram then put all these inspirational quotes as if I'm supposed to pay attention to the inspirational quote. Too busy looking at how you got around the nipple guard.
it makes it less raunchy or something,
I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, they're being inspirational.
Yeah, and I would say that Instagram has lost the no nipple battle because there's just so many ways to show your nipple on Instagram. And
nipples are nice.
And I think that every one of those ways is being served up to me on a daily basis.
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's show research, Chrissy.
It is show research.
Astrid hates it. She's like, oh my God, I can't even get on the commercial break Instagram because then I'm just served up a bunch of tits and ass. And I'm like, I didn't do this. I swear to God, I didn't. I'll tell you the story. When I had Scam Cola FM, back in the Scam Cola FM days.
Right, yeah.
And you know who this is, but I'm not going to say the name out loud. But I had one of the production assistants.
Didn't we have a whole show about him, though? And say his name?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about Simon Gwabadia,
who I'll
be happy to say his name. Yes. Scam Call FM, named after Simon Scam Gwabadia.
Yes.
Scam Call FM was
who's now Portia's fiancé from the Atlanta Housewives.
I just can't believe. Some people just fall upwards. They really do.
They really do. Yeah. We saw it all the time.
I know. We have fallen upwards. We are a prime example of this. It just keeps on happening.
Yes.
One of the production assistants that I had hired there was like one of our old radio assistants.
Okay.
And Instagram had just come out, like months before Instagram. And I said, we got to get on this new Instagram trend. Everybody's on it. And so I told the production assistant was all about it. He knew exactly what I was talking about, how to get an Instagram page started, the whole thing. I said, you start an Instagram page for Scam Call FM, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, great. But you got to attach it to like a real person, right?
Yeah, you have to.
At that time, I don't think you could like, it had to be a phone number. And I said, well, I don't have one. So just put it on my phone and then I'll give you my phone when you need to make a post. Okay, fine. What happened was that increasingly he was following porn stars on Instagram. So this all started many, many years ago.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It was in the very fabric of
It's in the very fabric of my Instagram. Online persona. Yes, that I am a degenerate pervert.
I see what's happening.
She's not that far off the truth. Yeah. It's woven into the fabric of who Brian Green is online. Facebook is like, wow, this is one nasty motherfucker. Nasty. You nasty. So I'm going down this rabbit hole last night on YouTube, as I often do, because that's how we get all the content for the show.
Right.
And up pops a video that I'm very familiar with. I've seen it a million times, and I can't get over it every time that I see it. I'm going to play it here, hoping that YouTube doesn't take this down. And if it does, then go to the audio. If you're watching this on YouTube and then there's just like a big blank space right here, just go to YouTube or go to your favorite podcast player and check it out. There are two guys, I think I told you about this, that did the most amazing cover version of any song I have ever heard, ever.
You did tell me about this a little while back.
And what they did was they did Toto's Africa.
Yes.
Right? And the let me put up the thing here so we can give credit where credit is due. You can Google this or you can look go to YouTube and search on it. Mike Massey, M-A-S-S with a little squiggly line above the E, right?
The accent mark.
Yeah, the accent mark. Massey.
Or squiggly line.
Squiggly line. Or just, you know, just doodle for a minute over the E and then you'll get it. It's Mike Massey and Jeff Hall doing Africa live at Pie's Pizzeria. August 7th, 2010 in Jordan, Utah.
In Utah, wow.
Pie's Pizzeria. That's where these guys are doing this. I'm about to play this for you.
I've heard about other stuff at Pie's Pizza.
Have you ever seen
played there. No,
Michael Jackson did his final concert at Pie's Pizzeria. Mariah Carey's there tonight, 6 to 7, right. Taking requests. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Pie's Pizzeria. And you can tell that no one at Pie's Pizzeria gives a shit. Until they actually realize what these two guys are doing with a guitar and a bass and their mouths.
Good for them.
Ready?
Wow.
Okay, just take a listen. We'll listen to a couple minutes of it. It's about 4 minutes long. So far, nothing spectacular here. Where they're playing some regular, they're just playing some chords on a bass and a guitar.
I like that they had the forethought to film themselves too
against a brick wall.
Yeah,
against a brick wall.
It looks like a cool brick wall.
Yeah, Mike's wearing shorts with a Rush T-shirt, and looks like Jeff's got on some kind of tie dye. Yeah. It's all homegrown here,
yes.
Right? And yeah, I like that they have the forethought in 2010 to place a camera in front of them. Bad camera angle, but. But the sound is fantastic. Sound is fantastic.
Too. It's not somebody just filming with their
they
phone.
They probably put it on. No one's watching them, so they probably just put a big tripod.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlit winds reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way.
Who
is
waiting there for you?
Ancient melody. He turned
they
to
are
me
harmonizing.
As if
this is unbelievable, right? But wait, you have to understand that in the Toto version of this, there are five guys doing what they're about to do.
Okay.
Listen to this. And then you and I are going to try it.
Say, hurry, boy, she's waiting there for you. It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that I more could ever do.
I don't think that
yes, they are singing.
Are they actually
Yeah, but
singing
you got to understand this is on a delay for us because of the way that I'm running it through
the
computer.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you fucked it all up. no, but can you hear this? Do you hear the way that they're harmonizing?
I'm amazed.
Do you think you and I could do this?
We could try.
Okay, so let's rewind a little bit here. Okay, you ready? Harmonizing is one of the most wonderful things in music when you do it right. And that's when you do it wrong, it sounds like it's someone farted on the microphone. Are you going to go high or are you going to go low?
I'm not going high.
You're going high.
From you. There's nothing but a day. I bless the rains down in Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
Shh. It's the sound of people turning off the podcast.
I know. I deserve it.
I love this. I think this is so amazing. I just had to play it. I think this is like... He's got a beautiful
voice.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he really has a great voice.
He's so unsuspecting.
Is that Mike Massey?
Yeah, Mike Massey is the guy on the right singing in the guitar, and Jeff is playing bass. The key to this is Mike goes high, while Jeff goes low. But what Jeff is doing underneath Mike is really what makes this quite amazing, actually, in my opinion. Even though Mike's got a beautiful, like, high alto voice, listen to the way that Jeff below him is making this all sound like there's 17 people doing this behind him.
Yeah, it's really good. It's going to take the love to drag me away.
Just amazing, Chrissy. Just so beautiful.
Really,
I wish
is.
We could harmonize like this, because then we could do something else besides a stupid fucking podcast. We could go to Pie's Pizzeria and we could make ourselves a little living. How much do you think Mike and Jeff got paid to play that?
Oh, probably a couple $100.
I think 50 at best.
Yeah.
And then they made probably a couple dollars in tips.
They just do it for the love. They love the.
They do it for the love until they got 285 million views on this thing. That's got to bring. And it's on Mike Massey's channels. He's probably going to right now he's probably right now as we speak copyright claiming this video. But it's unbelievable to me that what's always been unbelievable about this particular video to me is how spot on the harmonizations are in a pizza place on like a Friday afternoon when no one else is there, a pizza place, and then they videotape it. They have the forethought to videotape it. They put it up on YouTube and they get 285 million views. I bet that made them a million bucks.
How far away are we from that?
285 million views. I think last time I checked, we have like 300,000 views.
I knew we were close.
We are so close. You don't know how close
we are. We're nipping at the heels.
At one point, we thought we'd have, at one point, we thought we'd never have 5 listeners. And we're 3 away right now.
We're doing super great, Chrissy.
I love it.
I love these guys. Yeah. Well, what's the update? Where are they now?
Well, now they've tried to replicate this success. Well, they do. They're still out there. I don't know if they're doing it together anymore. I think Mike Massey has probably seen more success. You know, the lead guitar is always. Yeah.
There's always a little bit of tension in bands.
Yeah, there's always a little bit of tension between the two pizzeria guys. Whenever you're in a pizzeria doing your shows, there's a lot of other. It's not like you're driving around in a big RV and people are treating you right. It's that your wife is bitching at you because you're not home with the kids because you're at your little pizzeria fucking gig. And, I can understand. You got two superstars here in Mike Massey and Jeff Hall. Mike's when you're the lead singer, you just get a lot of pussy.
I know. The girls love the lead singers.
And I feel like I read somewhere in People magazine that Jeff just couldn't handle it anymore. Went off the deep end, started drinking.
Yeah.
He ended up in rehab a couple times.
Being a customer at the pizzeria.
Jeff's wife told him he had to be home by 7 and just killed all the pizzeria gigs because they had to play until 9:30. You're out of the band.
They were living hard at the pizzeria.
Mike, it's your agent Don. Now listen, I just got a call from Pies and shit's going sideways. Turns out Jeff's eating $47.86 worth of pizza every week. You guys are only making $25. You owe the pizzeria place $625. How are we going to make this up?
Oh, I have an idea. I think I'm going to videotape our stuff and put it on YouTube.
YouTube? What the fuck is YouTube? You guys got to get your shit together or Jeff's out of the band.
Okay, Jeff's out of the band. I never really liked Jeff anyway.
Mike,
hopefully they're selling ads on the YouTube and making money from that.
Mike's still doing gigs and he's still recording them. He's still putting out there. He's actually sold albums too. And I don't know how many albums he sold, but I keep an eye on those guys. Every once in a while, I pop up and I see what Mike's up to.
You should follow them on Instagram instead of the girls.
That's the thing is, I don't follow anyone on Instagram. Like, I never follow anyone on Instagram. I think Will Arnett or something. I think one of the few people that is not a bikini model that I follow. And the amazing thing is that 13 years after Scam Call FM, these girls keep getting younger on the same page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think they just cycle them out. When you're a Instagram model in that manner, once you get a little bit too old, they just cycle in a new one with the same page.
You find your dream partner and have a couple of kids, and life turns out great. That's the inspirational quote, right?
Yeah.
Guess who?
That's right. You know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And Chrissy and I are very grateful that you decided to spend some time with us. And since we've been doing all the talking, we think it's your turn. Go to tcbpodcast.com, click on the Contact Us button, and send us a message. Comments, questions, concerns, and content ideas, they're all taken right there at the TCB Podcast website. You can also send us a text message, 661-237-8296. That's not a spam text message line. You're sending a message straight to us, and we will respond. So go dial us up, 661, the word best, the number 2, the word Y-O-Y-O. If you want to see a whole different side of the commercial break, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check out our full episodes in low resolution 8K video format. And while we're talking, Chrissy and I love to do the show, and we want to keep it coming free and frequently to you. So do us two small favors if and when you can. Leave us a rating or a review on your favorite podcast player. And if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use those specialized URLs or codes. We leave them in the show notes. They're all on the website. The more sponsors we have, the less angry our spouses are that we spend all this time together. Let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Ah, this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Hey everybody, want to thank our brand new sponsors, American Musical Supply. And man, would my parents have appreciated American Musical Supply when I was a saxophone player from the time I was in third grade all the way through high school, and American Musical Supply would have made life easy on my father, who had to trudge all over town looking for a freaking saxophone for me to play. If you want the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands, everything is there for beginners and seasoned professionals. Everything for the podcaster, home recording enthusiasts, guitarists, drummers, vocalists, DJs, and everything else musical. American Musical Supply also has great payment plans. They approve more people and do not require you to open up a new credit card. They only use your existing ones. Another thing my father would have loved, he paid tens of thousands of dollars for that one saxophone that I ended up losing after I left the house. With over 30 years of award-winning customer service, American Musical Supply is the place to go for musical supplies. So go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of over $100. That's AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to get $20 off your next purchase of over $100. And we want to thank American Musical Supply for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break. Speaking of scantily clad women, there is a lot of... The internet is a huff right now over a story that happened just a couple weeks ago in, I believe, in Japan. They had a nursing home. You know, nursing homes are really an American thing. Like, there's not a lot of nursing homes throughout the world. They have them, But they're not very popular, right, as popular as they are here. Sure. We like to forget about people dying.
Yeah, we like to throw them in a home.
Yeah, once they start smelling bad like Nico, you just throw them at the other end of the house and tell them.
In a completely separate building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you can't eat.
No, yeah, I know what you're saying, though. In Europe and in Japan, they take care
of
them.
It's a whole different animal.
You live at the home.
Yeah, like Esther was telling me,
for forever.
In Venezuela, there's no such thing as a nursing home. Like, unless you have some kind of real serious sickness where you need some kind of medical attention. Or maybe even like dementia to the point where you walk outside and can't remember where you are.
Yes.
They don't do that to their old folks. You come home and you live with your kids or even with your grandkids until the sweet, sweet day that you pass and end up in a cereal aisle.
That's
with Brian.
The truth.
So having this in mind, in Japan, there was a nursing home, and that nursing home had a birthday for one of the gentlemen, and they decided they were going to do it up right by hiring a stripper to come in and to do lap dances.
Makes sense.
For the birthday boy and everybody else. And I saw a video of this, and this stripper wasn't kidding around. She was going full grind action.
Okay.
And this wasn't like a nursing home like we think of, a bunch of people in wheelchairs or on their walkers, like wearing their normal clothes. Everybody was in these hospital gowns.
Oh.
So it was... So a couple of the guys were pitching tents, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was probably the first time, you know, there was a twinkle in their tinkle in a long time. Yeah. But this lady, she was a voluptuous lady, and she came in and she started hard grinding all over the birthday boy, flipping her leg up, putting her choo-cha near his, you know, near his ping-pong. It was fascinating. And I can only hope that when my kids stick me in a nursing home, which will probably be like 7 years from now.
Right.
Because I'm
live from the nursing home.
Live from the nursing home.
It's the commercial break.
Thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of this the commercial break. We're still trying to earn our money back for that Roadcaster we bought.
It's not for everyone.
Live for Shady Oaks. Not for him. Shut up, Billy. I told you I'll be at bingo later. I'm trying to do the show. What time do the dancers come in?
I am only going to hope that I'm so lucky. Some people are really upset about this, and I actually don't see any issue with this whatsoever.
Yeah, no. As long as
people are alive.
As long as somebody didn't have a medical emergency. Have you seen the show Party Down?
No.
It's really funny.
Okay.
Anyways, who's the guy that's on the... Anyways, I can go down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
But they have a stripper come to like a retirement home and somebody has a heart attack.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, but if that's the way to go,
yeah,
don't you think?
Well, sure.
If you're going to have a heart attack on a Tuesday afternoon,
might as well
eating
be
porridge
yeah.
with, you know, Betty and Susan from room 307, or you're going to die because someone's rubbing their stank
door
in your face,
two.
Door number two, all day long.
Yeah.
I want to go with a rock solid heart on and a smile on my face. That's how I want to go. So just remember
those
that.
Little cups of meds. You can just pop your Viagra, get the stripper, and go.
I don't think they give Viagra in those kind of homes. I think because
I
there's a
do.
Real fucking problem.
With STDs.
Yeah, with STDs yes. running around.
Yes.
It's a problem where my mom lives.
The
my mom
thing.
Lives in a nursing home, and it's a problem.
Yeah, they're frisky.
Yeah, people are running around boning each other. Their brittle bones
it's
fall.
Because it's Viagra, yeah.
It's like they've thrown out hips, and the ambulance is there every 3 hours because someone broke an arm or their elbow got dislocated. Or whatever, because they were I had to throw somebody up against the shower wall. I
Walker
love this.
Could be a good prop.
Yeah, Walker could be a good prop. It could get you some of those positions that we were talking about that you never get, right? Where you like lift someone up on your hips. You know, you've seen that Jamie Dornan move in those fucking movies that make me look like an unsatisfactory lover.
No, I was just watching a show the other day.
About me being an unsatisfactory lover?
No, how they did the whole like lifting up.
Lifting up and
I know, yeah.
Yeah. She wraps her legs around the guy and he's carrying her around the room and, you know, kissing her and caressing her neck and doing all that. If someone jumps up on my hips, I fall down. I fall down. And if I could manage to keep someone up on my hips for even just a second, I'm not caressing their head or anything. I'm going, be careful, be careful.
That's where the walker comes in.
That's where the walker comes in. You just sit her right up there and you just knock it out. Yeah. You can scoot down the hallway while you... Ah, there goes Brian and Only again having some fun, those two whippersnappers. Look at that. Be careful on the balcony. Don't do it on the second floor. The tile's wet.
It's got tennis balls.
I know.
You know, on the end of it.
Or, you know, you're in the shower. And they, you know, they
they've
make
got
the,
those stools.
Yeah, they've got those stools.
Yes,
they make those
perfect.
Stools with the handlebars.
There, that's shower
this
sex.
This is it. I am literally coming to this realization right now. Is that how Jamie Dornan pulled this off? As he was in a handicapped bathroom. That's how he did it. He had all kind of mechanisms to help him
right.
up and down.
Push pulleys.
Yeah, push pulleys so you can like hold some, bring somebody up
bring
to a certain
leg,
level.
A
yeah. I'm going to put you sleep-matic in position number 7. Turn around so I can throw your ass in the air with your sleep by numbers. Oh, that's awesome.
I love this.
I love it. I love the fact. We think of old people as like, you know, these, we don't think about them. That's why we're America, you know,
right.
in America, we're so shitty to our old people. It's because we don't think about them. We
yeah.
put them in a place and we let them go. And, you know, only when it's convenient to us do we think about them. But these people are people, too. They
oh
have
my
fucking
God, my
feelings.
My grandfather, who's 90, and his 91-year-old girlfriend are moving in together.
Holy shit.
In the retirement home.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
so
wanted to move to a completely separate home, but we convinced them to at least stay in the same one they were at and go to a different bedroom.
Do you think they're banging?
Yeah.
You think they're banging?
I think probably.
You, oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't you pick up his Viagra one time
my
or
dad,
something? Your
my
dad picked up his Viagra.
Yeah.
Price check on Viagra. Price check on Viagra for
what's your name?
Bob Hoadley. Bob Hoadley. It's the boner medication.
Yeah, that's what he had to call my grandfather and say. The Cialis. It was Cialis.
Wow.
The Cialis is not ready yet or something. And my grandfather was like, "What?" Because
wow.
he has hard of hearing. I was like, "The Cialis." Like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of a bunch of people at CVS. Taking up Cialis for my my dad.
The reality is, when I get that age, let's say Astrid and I are lucky. Astrid's never going to be in a let's be honest. Astrid's never going to be in a nursing home with me. She's going to
no.
be 47 in a Corvette,
exactly.
And I'm going to be in the nursing home.
Exactly.
But I can only hope that when she comes on by to visit me every couple weeks, yeah. Hi, honey. I'm leaving some cachapas down here for you.
That's right. She'll bring you food.
Yeah. No. This is the pool boy. He's going to clean the pool for us. Bye-bye. Ma'am.
That's totally it.
I just shit myself. Where's my TCB residual check? Oh, they stopped paying them to you. They're paying them to me. Bye-bye.
Beep-beep.
Beep-beep. Matias says hello. He's living in a condo in Miami off your residual checks. Do I have to live with a roommate? She's got cats. I'm allergic. Sorry, all we can afford, you know, after the residual check and all. She's going to live her best life, and I'm gonna tell her.
Totally.
I'm going to be like, go fuck that
totally.
Pool. Get that pool,
yeah,
boy, girl.
Yeah.
You get that pearl, boy. Just don't turn thirsty on Instagram. That's all I got to ask. I would, but if I'm in that, if I'm in that category, when I get there, when I get to that nursing home, I want all of this. I want
yeah,
the strippers.
I want to go ahead and pick out my own place.
Do you
too.
Remember the Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
Okay, Little Miss Sunshine. That guy's running around doing heroin and blow and looking at nudie magazines. I mean, he, you know, that the older guy in the movie.
Yes.
And so, well, I don't encourage any older people to do heroin. It's probably bad.
Or coke.
Well, you know, a little blow here or there never killed anybody. But you know, like that's the kind of badass old person I want to be, not minus the heroin and coke. I'm just saying I want to live my life.
Well, you're gonna have to do a complete 180. We're gonna have to get you ready for that old person ready.
I know. I'm gonna be 97 when these kids graduate kindergarten, and then what am I gonna fucking
I'm picturing
do
like a leather jacket and a bandana.
I know.
Like a bejeweled,
think I'm gonna turn into like Don Imus. Like an old guy who still thinks he's relevant. I got to Don Imus show.
You've never had hair, but now you will have hair.
Yeah, now I'm going to have hair.
Have a full
That's right.
toupee.
I'm going full HRS club. Hair club for men. That's what I'm going. And I'm going to get the long hair. Yeah. I'm going to look like Howard Stern. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for the Howard Stern.
Yes.
I love it.
I love this too.
I love it.
I love it too. Let's put it on our whiteboard.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
everything else.
All the other dumb ideas that we had. I'm interested to see how people react to the Frankie B video.
I mean,
you know, we're recording this just as it came out. We have a couple of initial responses, which people love. They love the videos, by the way, on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. They're loving the new video style and the new format.
Morgan does a fantastic job.
She does a fantastic job. Some of our real like hardcore listeners are saying that they are going to the video channel to watch after they listen because it's a whole different show. They're like, it's great. It's
fantastic. Yeah, well, you can see what we're seeing.
That's right. And I'm interested to know, as time goes on, how people react to Frankie B being back. Because, you know, we retired.
We put him to bed.
We put him to bed for exactly a month, and then he came back. But,
I don't think so. It was
I know, it was 4 months. It was 4 months.
Yeah.
4 months.
I mean, Frankie's just, it's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
He's so good.
We're so good with Frankie. That's the thing.
It's us and Frankie against the world.
We just have this. Us and Frankie against the world. It is. I mean, that one guy early on was like, you know, Frankie B. Go fuck yourself. Sorry, we're not smartless.
No, but we do have a connection to that.
Well, we can't talk about that.
No.
No, we can't say that out loud. I mean, we just did say it out loud, but we got it.
Okay.
Let's go back in our universe serial machine here.
I just said connection.
Yeah, that's you said it. Connection. That's all you
that's
said.
It. Yeah. I listened to it.
Everybody else should listen to it too. Okay, let's leave it alone.
Okay.
So the Sklar brothers, Sklar brothers, who we love here at the show,
I love those guys.
They talk about us, we talk about them. They're great guys. Starburns Audio is the production company over there. I just thought I'd mention that. Go listen to their show, Dumb People Town, which coincidentally is not unlike the commercial break. It just stars some other people. They also review crazy, dumb people that do dumb stuff. They had a video on, and I had never seen this story, so I went and I looked at it. So I'm ripping this straight from the Sklar Brothers' most recent Instagram post, but forgive me. There's only so much to talk about. Back in April.
Content. We're hard up for it.
Back in April, there was, I don't know if you read this, there was a couple who for 1 hour during synagogue services left their Zoom camera on while they had hardcore sex. So they treated the entire synagogue. Synagogue had virtual services.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So synagogue up in the Northeast had virtual services.
Virtual services.
So everybody jumped on the Zoom, right? And then they did the services.
And then they got frisky.
They got frisky. They forgot that their camera was on. And for 1 hour, they treated everybody else on the Zoom phone call to some softcore porn. Now, I have so many questions about this. How did the rabbi let this go on for so long? Like, if you see that someone's having sex on a Zoom camera, don't you knock them off?
Yeah, the host needs to shut things down.
Yeah, you gotta do that. But apparently everybody was like talking in the group. I mean, listen, this is all secondhand information I read on like a Reddit post, but like apparently everybody was chatting in the group saying, hey, look at whoever and whoever.
Yeah,
look, she was giving him a hand job while the guy was doing the services.
Wow.
She was giving him a hand job. She was giving him a blow job. He was grabbing her boobs. It was a whole thing that was going on.
I mean,
there is nothing interesting. Listen,
they
I went to it.
Very risky for a synagogue.
Even though I made out during a few church services, I was not actually in the services. I was in a building related to the services, right? Nowhere where I could hear it. Because to me, there is nothing that turns me on about church services. I am not interested in the least.
No.
Not frisky. To me, it's snooze fest, right? And I'm admittedly, I'm not Jewish, so I've never been to synagogue services, but...
Well, then don't knock it before you try it.
Listen, my Jewish friends have always tried to get me... Actually, I went one time, and it was so much better than a Catholic service, because I went to Roman Catholic services, where, you know... In the name of the Father, the Son,
yeah,
the
Spirit,
and Spirit is sent, and peace be with you, and also with you, and sit up, and kneel down, and sit up, and kneel down, and stand, and sit up, and kneel down, and stand. Stop! Can we just sit? Let's sit for the whole time. It was all I could do to keep my eyes open during those services. I swear, especially as a teenager, I just wanted to go back to sleep. If there had been softcore porn playing, I would have been into it the whole time. It would have been the most interesting thing. So this brings up a question. Clearly, they had to have known their camera was on. Like, they're right there in front of their computer. and you're on a Zoom phone call. You don't see the little box on the side that shows you your camera?
Well, it sounds like they were ready to go. They weren't even paying attention to the camera. Well, or the
studio just fell apart.
TNDCB. Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Like, in some instances, it's not 100% clear. Especially if you're in a big group.
It sounds like they just forgot.
I think they're voyeuristic. That's my opinion.
Could be.
Is that they're just voyeurs and that turns them on. So it leads me to the question. Are you voyeuristic?
I think that's more exhibitionist. Voyeuristic, I think, is when you like to look.
Oh. Is it?
I think so.
Are you exhibitionist and voyeuristic?
I think so.
I thought a voyeur was when you were like out there.
You like to look.
Showing your ding-dang to everybody. Oh, okay, okay.
You like to look. You're an exhibitionist, I think.
Well, then I don't know who's like not a voyeurist. We're all voyeurs, then, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so.
Maybe. It's probably interchangeable.
Are you an exhibitionist?
It depends.
I can almost bet money on Chrissy's answers to questions like this. She gives answers like a politician. Well, it depends.
Well,
maybe.
When it comes to church, probably not.
I don't know either. I've been with
depends
people.
Depends on how many drinks I've
had. No, that's true. I've been with exhibitionists. Mm. I was with an exhibitionist that you know. You know who she was.
Ooh.
All the free people. All the free people.
Mm-hmm.
I dated this little hippie chick. And listen, admittedly, it probably wasn't the right situation for me from the beginning.
And then you moved her straight into your house.
Just right in. Just gave her the key the first day we met.
I'd barely met her. You and I were best friends. I had barely met her. The next thing I know, she's moved in and you're doing a 6-week juice cleanse.
I know. Oh, my God.
What?
I know. I was banging my head against the wall. What the fuck did I get myself into? Now I can't drink anything but juice, you know? I wanted to impress this young hippie chick that was in my...
I was like, what?
Well,
okay.
I met her at a big party in the woods, right? Which you should probably never start a relationship at a big party in the woods. But we were, who knows what we were doing or what we were on, and we were out in the stream, and all of a sudden we started making out.
It was magical.
Then like 3 months later, she picks up the phone out of nowhere. I'm coming to Atlanta. And I was like, oh, great. And then 3 days later, she moved into my house.
She moved straight on in.
Yeah. So we had this like supercharged physical relationship.
Yes.
For about 3 weeks, right? Supercharged, super fast, pheromones flying everywhere. And for the first time in my life, it involved true exhibitionism, right? Like true exhibitionism. And I don't know if this turned her on or it was the situation that we were in. I'm not particularly sure, but I'll give you an example.
Okay.
We went to a movie. First of all, our entire relationship was soaked in booze. I mean, just soaked in Bud Light and vodka, right?
And juice.
And juice cleanses. Because, you know, when you're trying to come down off all the Coke and Bud Light, just drink some juice.
Yeah.
So we went to a movie, shithoused, absolutely fantastically drunk. We go to the movie, and it's one of those places where you have the lay down
chairs.
That's
the worst way to go to a movie, too.
I've been to those drunk. Yeah.
You know, drinking and eating theaters. And when I have too much to drink, then it's not a good movie anymore.
Well, it wasn't even a drinking, eating theater. It's that we had been drunk beforehand, and then we brought our own booze into the place. But as the movie started, for whatever reason, we could not keep our hands off of each other.
Yeah.
To the point, I am a grown-ass man at this point, right? I am a grown-ass fucking man. To the point where I have never in my entire life seen an usher in a movie theater. Have you ever seen an usher in a movie theater?
Yeah.
Okay. On occasion to like sweep up some popcorn or, you know, flash the light of the emergency exit or whatever. But I have never seen an usher address anybody unless they were absolutely outruly. We got ushered,
dressed.
Escorted out of the fucking movie because he had complaints that everybody above us could see us attempting to, you know, sloppily, touch each other.
Touchy-touchy.
Yeah, it was a whole situation. So we actually got kicked out of a fucking movie because of this.
I mean, check.
Yeah.
Off your list.
Check off my list.
There you go.
And then we'd be like parked at the park and all of a sudden she was on top of me.
Booted.
Yeah. 8 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. Booted out of the park. And then, you know, we were over at a friend's house and why not? Let's have sex in the middle of dinner while everyone's at the table. Like it was just a whole And I don't know if it was the situation that made it.
Yeah, it sounds like adrenaline, you know.
Mixed with Bud Light. And
Yeah, you know, you might get caught.
Amphetamine.
That's the thing.
You might get caught.
And you did.
Probably going to get caught when you're having sex at your friend's house in the middle of a party. You're making no attempt to hide it. Like, zero attempt. I don't even want to get into it.
I don't know. I didn't know about
friends that would not find it weird that someone was having sex in the middle of their party.
Okay, I know.
Oh, it's that kind of party. Forgot to bring my dildo. I forgot to bring my sex swing. Who's up for some tantra?
Here's my keys.
Here's my keys. Put them in the bowl. Uh-huh. It's all Uber at this point. My opinion, after reading into the situation a little bit, is that there's some exhibitionism going on here, and that these people actually knew the entire time what was going on. They just enjoyed being watched.
I mean, that's bold.
That is
with
bold.
The church service.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to go for it, just go for it. If you're going to go for it, just let it.
I mean, there's sites for that.
Yeah, there is sites for that. I don't know about exhibition, but I've been caught by people having sex. You must have been caught before having sex with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good story about when I was a teenager, I dated a girl. I thought I was so attracted to this woman. And Kevin lived downstairs in the basement. And the basement had a side door to it, like an outside door. So you lived in the basement, and then there was these two French doors.
Yeah.
And then those French doors from the inside to the outside then led to two other French doors that you could pop open, and Kevin lived in this room of these French doors. But he also had stairs going down the basement. So me and this girl...
He had the hookup. He had the setup.
He had the setup, and I lived upstairs, like right next to my dad's room. My dad did not want me out of his sight.
My sister got the bedroom downstairs, too.
Oh, she did?
I got in trouble, and she got the downstairs.
I know. I got the shit end of the stick.
I got in trouble.
And when asked why, my dad was like, you know why. Yeah. And he's like, he didn't even answer the question.
Exactly.
I was like, why does Kevin get the basement? You know why. I don't know why, actually. Because you're an asshole, and I like that guy better. So me and this girl, we're like 16, 17 years old. So me and this girl, we go out to eat. We come home. It's around right after Thanksgiving time. We come home, and my mom and my dad and my little brother are on their way out the door. They're going to go get a Christmas tree. And so this girl and I retire to Kevin's bedroom downstairs, and I go to the bathroom. And I had only been with this girl for a very short amount of time. We hadn't had sex, none of that stuff, right? I go to the bathroom and I come back, and this girl is naked on the couch.
Ooh.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I'll never forget walking out of that bathroom.
Super charming at dinner.
Yeah, I took her to Wendy's. I mean, come on. Nothing like Frosty to get you all charged up.
Yeah.
I walk out of that door. She is naked on the couch. And I am just, this is the best night of my life. Yeah, at 17?
Yes.
I mean, at 17, my penis probably smelled her nudity before I even walked out of the bathroom door. I was already hard waiting for it. So I walk out and I'm like, oh, wow, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple minutes of this and that and the other thing going on. And she is on me, ass up, toward the French doors, the two French doors that pop open.
Walker. On the walker.
That's right. On the walker, heading toward the two French doors.
I'm sorry. I can't get that out of my mind.
This happened 20 years ago when I was 60.
Okay. So
and
we're
going at it. Mm-hmm. And all of the TV's on. And all of the sudden, the French doors pop open. And it's Patrick holding one end of a Christmas tree. And my dad holding the other end. So Patrick goes in the door first. And my dad's behind.
I'm busy in here.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Someone's in here.
Never have I lost an erection so quickly. Never. It was unbelievable. So this girl jumps up, and my dad, my brother's like, this is exactly what my brother said. Awesome.
High five, like, brother.
11 at the time. Yeah. He was like, awesome. My dad.
Brian Tommy Tex.
My dad was like, you know, pulls the Christmas tree back, yanks Patrick backwards.
Needles fly everywhere.
I know, just shit flying everywhere. Patrick's like, no, I want to see. Patrick's trying to claw his way back to the front. This girl's already at the couch, pulling, you know, throwing clothes on top of herself, probably running to the bathroom at this point. I don't remember a whole lot about where she went in this, because all I remember is the stare in my dad's eyes. Brian Green, get dressed upstairs. No, your friend is no longer welcome here. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I got upstairs, and I'll tell you what, man. It was, I literally, I don't think I talked to this girl at all during the situation. I put my clothes on. I went upstairs. That's what I did. I thought, oh, I just had to protect us from, you know, I had to protect her from my dad. Not that my dad was going to do anything, but I have to protect her from all the yelling and screaming. That was kind of my, that he was certainly going to do, rightfully so. Because my brother just got the money shot from a 17-year-old girl after getting a Christmas tree. I could see what a wholesome situation it was, having my mom and my dad and my little brother out there getting a Christmas tree and picking it out and getting ready for Santa Claus. I mean, he was 12. He probably didn't believe in Santa Claus. But, you know, you get it.
Sure. It was
and then
like
Patrick
a whole holiday
goes,
thing.
Patrick goes popping the door open. It's just like a... There's like an Instagram page right there in front of him.
Right. Patrick probably remembers like exact details. It was imprinted on his brain for the rest of his life.
Patrick will tell you stories. He used to, because the basement was the place to go. Because you could hear, just like you can hear my son running around the hallways right now, you could hear upstairs when people were coming.
Sure.
So if someone was in the house, you knew they were in the house. So the basement was the place to go. It was just a natural place for teenagers to go hide and smoke weed and have sex.
Every basement is natural for teenagers.
And the green basement was like, it was like the Martins house, but 24 hours a day, Martins. 7 days a week. The Martins. the famous Martins. So Patrick tells stories or would tell stories as we get older. He'd share more and more, and Danny, about how the basement was partially... submerged. It was a partial in-ground basement.
Yeah.
So at one end there were the French doors.
Stairway. Was the garage maybe? Like,
no,
attached?
No. The garage was upstairs. Right.
Oh, so, it was up. Okay.
So part of the basement was under the garage, right? Okay. Or under that part of the house. It was complete. There were no windows, nothing. But on the other half of the basement, there were two windows, but the two windows were up high.
That went to like the outside, the yard.
Went to under the deck.
Yes.
Right under the deck where the kitchen was. So Patrick and Danny would sneak around, and at night, they would stare through the windows at whatever was going on downstairs.
Yeah, that
and
makes sense.
You couldn't see anything because it's dark, and you know you got the lights on. You can't see anything out there. So he said that they used to parade their friends over, and the best days or nights was when Brian would have somebody downstairs.
It's a dollar. Because,
yeah, he's like,
he's charging tickets outside your window.
See Brian's girlfriend's tits, $1. Want to learn how to finger somebody? Brian's going to do it. $1 extra. Oh, Brian got slapped. That's $2 for that.
Yes.
So Danny, he said some of the first boobs he ever saw was my girlfriend's
basement boobs.
Yeah. And of course, I didn't know any. I mean, I had no idea about any of this. But anyway, my get upstairs. My dad throws a holy shit fit. Of course, I'm grounded again. I was never not grounded during high school.
Yeah.
And I did not talk to that girl for at least 5 or 6 months, and no words were spoken between us. She wasn't in my school. She went to a different school. She was like that super hot girl in another school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that makes her even more attractive because she was somewhere else. That like you know, it's just
yes. And all your friends semi believed you.
Crack is whack.
What just happened there?
I don't know. I'm just pressing buttons for fun.
Guess who?
All my friends.
Semi-believed
me.
Right.
That's right.
Sure, you've got a hot girl at another school.
Sure. Well, they all believed me because we all kind of ran in the same circles, so they knew of her, right?
they've been on the show, too.
Yeah, they probably,
Danny and Patrick were charging tickets.
Yeah.
No, Patrick was bringing the Christmas tree.
Yeah, Patrick had the Christmas tree. And that probably gave Patrick idea to sell tickets
yes,
to the basement.
Exactly.
He was like, wait,
I've
the basement is where this shit is going on.
I know. Opportunity here.
Yeah, Danny, you know. Poor Danny. I mean, Danny was just trying to survive with all the shit going on in the basement.
Yeah, he's like the middle one.
Yeah. We gave him like a 10-foot bong rip one time and the guy just fell back flat.
I remember those 10-foot bongs.
He had like a glass bong that was like 3.5 feet. And then we put like
you
a 5-foot extension
to do
on it.
Those that are that tall.
You never needed to do that. And especially with the dirt weed that we were smoking back then, it was not the sticky icky.
I had to like stand on a stool.
Yeah.
Over.
We had like a step ladder and you tipped it over and someone else lit it for you and pulled the slide and then you'd go. And Danny just went backwards. I mean, he just fell flat as a pancake. Like, he took it in.
Makes sense.
And he's like, was it milky? That's what he said. He goes, was it milky? As water. It's like smoke is just billowing out of every orifice. And then he just fell backwards. He was green. It was so bad. I thought I killed my brother. I was like, oh, shit. How am I going to explain this to Dad?
Dad's really
going to
kill me.
How am I going to explain to Dad that Danny's dead? Oh my God! Well,
good times, good times.
Voyeur expeditionist. Voyeur expediter doesn't really matter. We're all here together.
Yeah. That's right. And we're going to the nursing home together, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the nursing home, and I'm going to drag you around on that, on top of that.
On the walker?
On the walker.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to get those showers.
And what it will do is I'll call Danny, and I'll tell him to bring some friends over. come on down to the Shady Oaks Christmas Holiday Parade. Brian and his band of merry misfits are going to parade some assholes around on some walkers.
Astrid's just dropped off a fruitcake.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Bye. Beep, beep. I can see her with like a scarf around her neck and sunglasses.
Yes. Convertible.
I love you. Yeah, it was good to see you too. Beep, beep. Oh. Hi, honey. Oh, Astrid, it's been weeks since I saw you. Thanks for coming. I'm just here to pick up the TCB check. Oh, all right, it's
just
over there.
Sign this.
I'm hungry. Can you leave me some? Can you put some money in my account? I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that. Bye!
Yes.
Payback is a bitch, honey!
Flying first class back and forth from Venezuela.
Oh, yeah. She's not stupid. She knows what she got herself into. She's like, well, I'm going to let him spend all those nights in the studio because someday all that money is going into my account.
That's right.
That's right. And you know what? It'll be worth every penny.
I know. She's the best.
She is the best. You know what else is the best? TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You can find out more information about Chrissy and I. Watch all the video. Listen to all the audio. All there from right from one location at TCBpodcast.com. We want to hear your stories. Ask us for our advice. Whatever you want to tell us, we're open for business.
Yeah.
Go to TCBpodcast.com, click the Contact Us button, or go to 661-237-8296. Dial it on your phone, send us a text message, or leave us a voicemail if you want to just talk to us about it, and we might play it right here on air. If you want to go to my sleazy Instagram page, go to at the commercial break, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. All the episodes. Now we're now reloading the episodes, so we're all caught up. And you can watch it at YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Morgan does a great job. You'll love it. It's a whole different version of the show. Go there, watch it, like, subscribe, leave us a comment. We got a lot of people saying
best to you.
So I guess that's all I can do today, Chrissy.
I think so.
All right, but I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we must say, and we always say, bye.